Unit 10. Science News. Part B. Listen to the anchor's report. Check true or false. 1.
Since they first became popular, video games have been blamed for many problems in children, including violent behavior, decreased concentration at school, and lack of exercise. But according to some educational experts, mothers and fathers can relax. Researchers suggested that video games can be powerful teaching tools. One scientist reported that video games help students with problem solving and following instructions. They can even help children develop math and reading skills. Of course, parents should still be careful about what kinds of video games they let their children play.
2.
The Organization for Disease Prevention has a campaign to vaccinate every child in the developing world against common childhood diseases. But the campaign has been held up by problems keeping the vaccine fresh. Many children in developing countries live in remote areas, far away from big cities, where there is no electricity. So the organization is experimenting with solar-driven refrigerators, which run on electricity generated from sunlight.
Part C. Listen again. Answer the questions. 1.
Since they first became popular, video games have been blamed for many problems in children, including violent behavior, decreased concentration at school, and lack of exercise. But according to some educational experts, mothers and fathers can relax. Researchers suggested that video games can be powerful teaching tools. One scientist reported that video games help students with problem solving and following instructions. They can even help children develop math and reading skills. Of course, parents should still be careful about what kinds of video games they let their children play.
2.
The Organization for Disease Prevention has a campaign to vaccinate every child in the developing world against common childhood diseases. But the campaign has been held up by problems keeping the vaccine fresh. Many children in developing countries live in remote areas, far away from big cities, where there is no electricity. So the organization is experimenting with solar-driven refrigerators, which run on electricity generated from sunlight.